Okay, today's Daf Chaf Hey. We are on the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hey. So the Mishnah begins, Shluchei Mitzvah, those, potentially literally, those who are being are sent to a mitzvah. People are in the midst of doing a mitzvah. Peturim in a sukkah. They're pater from the sukkah. As the Gemara will say, that Osik the mitzvah, pater a mitzvah. Right? One's involved in the mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. So Shluchei Mitzvah, Peturim in a sukkah. What are examples of Shluchei Mitzvah? Rashi says, Holchei b'derech mitzvah. They're on their way. They're on the way to do a mitzvah. They go and lilmod Torah. Not that they're actually learning Torah necessarily, but they're on their way to go learn Torah. Ulahakbio pinei rabo, or to go, like on Yantif, they will go to the Yarchei Kala, they will go to Mekabo, the Rebbe. Uliftos shvuyim. They're on their way to do Piduim shvuyim, Pidun shvuyim. So you guys, so you, basically you're engaged in the process of doing a mitzvah. And then, so Ketuvim in Sukkah, and Rashi says, Afilu b'shas chaniyoson, even when they're resting, they're on the way to go to learn Torah and they didn't get there yet, then they stop and they rest even at that moment since they're engaged in the mitzvah. We'll see more engaged in the mitzvah. They're pater from the sukkah. Cholin, so those who are sick, umisham shehen, and those who help them, they're peturim min hasukkah. They are also pater min hasukkah. Ochlin v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah, and the halacha is that you're allowed, you're permitted to eat or drink. It's called achilas arai, not full meal. We have to define that also. Chutz l'sukkah, outside of the sukkah, you know, that you're allowed to do even on yontif. So the Gemara asks, minan imili, from where do we know this concept that if you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah? Minan imili, the Tana Rabban, the same sukkah in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, where Gemara Yud Aleph just flips the drasha that we have here. The Tana Rabban, or we flip the drasha to have in Brachos. The Tana Rabban, b'shifte chabavei secha. Pasuk says by Kriya Shema, that you have to learn, when you're sitting in your house, prat la'osek mitzvah, comes to exclude someone who's not necessarily sitting in his house, but engaged in a mitzvah. Ubelechtecha b'derech, and when you're on the way, lechtecha b'derech, prat l'chassan, that comes to exclude a chassan. Mikan amru, so from here, they, so chassan doesn't have to say, learn or say kriya shema. Mikan amru, hakone said, sabsula pater, someone who's getting ready for his marriage to a basula, it's pater from kriya shema. That's halmana chaya, but if he's marrying an almana, somebody who's not a basula, then he would be chayav. So let's read Rashi, and then we'll continue. Gemara says, "B'shitnecha b'beisecha." What is that? Prat lo osek b'mitzvah she'eno chayav b'kriyashma. You're not chayav b'kriyashma unless you're sitting in your house. Uvelechtecha b'derech is prat l'chasan. So why do we have a separate limud for the chasan? So the Gemara says, or Rashi says, "V'afagav digunami b'mitzvah tarid." Either the chasan is also engaged in the mitzvah. He's preparing for this mitzvah puravu. He's preparing. So why isn't it different than the other mitzvah? I mean, a separate limud. He says, "Itztuch lehu trei kroy." We need two psukim. Di habikasiv chad had just written one. Kevon the chasan la behejiksiv. Since the chasan is not written explicitly, bekra havamino, we would think lo pater akasiv el torich we osim alechas mitzvah yadayim. You would think that maybe we'd only pater somebody from saying the kriya shema if he's actually busy doing the mitzvah. Oh, mahalach mitzvah, or on the way to the mitzvah. Al chasan shu yoshev ubatel, but al chasan just sitting around, right? He's basically just having anxiety. He's only tarried in the machshava, in his mind. He's anxious, right? Lo pater akasav, maybe that the Torah wouldn't say that he's pater. Hilchach mikra yaseira, from this extra pasuk, ashmi inan the pater mikriya shma, we said he's also pater from kriya shma, de tarried bimachshavas bi'ila, because even this anxiety, this being anxious, is enough to pater him from kriya shma. So the Gemara then goes back to the Gemara says, my mashma, well, what's the, what, okay, but let's sifcha b'isecha, let's come derech. So my mashma, where do you get that from? Rashi says, mehani kra, my mashma, mehani kra, prat na mitzvah. How do you learn from here that you're excluded from saying kriya shma if you're involved in the mitzvah? So Amar Rav Huna says, it says, b'shitecha b'veisecha, u'leftecha b'derech, right? B'derech. So Amar Rav Huna, k'derech, you have to be on the derech. My derech reshus. So you say kriya shma only when you're in the derech, which is reshus. Av kol reshus, so too when you're involved in mundane activities. Lafuke comes to exclude, haide b'mitzvah asuk. Right, if you're involved in a mitzvah, the Gemara says, wait a second, who says that? Milo askinan de gazel dvar mitzvah. Maybe it's talking about shitcha b'secha over leftcha b'derech. You're on the way to do a mitzvah, right? Milo askinan de gazel dvar mitzvah de ka'amarachmana likri. And the Torah says rekriyishma. The Gemara says, no, im kain. If that's the case, lema kra b'sheves over lecht over leches. Right, my b'shiftcha. Ubilechtecha, it's possessive. So it means in your service, in your walking. Bileches didrach hu demichayeves, ha bileches de mitzvah petira, the petiras, I guess. It's when you're walking for you, that's when you're chayev. But if you're walking for a mitzvah, if you're traveling to the mitzvah, then you would be we putter. So Gemara is going to continue asking, but Rashi, Tosos, whenever you have the sukkah of osik mitzvah, putter mitzvah, always comes up, this Tosos. Tosos says, again, this Tosos, maybe we read inside, he says, shluchei mitzvah, holchei b'dvar mitzvah. People are going to mitzvah, quotes Rashi, he's going, lilmot Torah, l'hakot pnei rabo, l'ipto shvuyim, peturim in the sukkah, v'afilu b'shash p'chaniyoson, kach p'irish kontras. V'chei mashma b'gemara, it's also mashma b'gemara, like it says, holchei b'dvar mitzvah, peturim in the sukkah. If you're going to do a mitzvah, right, then you're putter, bein b'yom, bein b'layla, whether in morning or night, u'mashma afakush in holchem el b'yom. Even if you're traveling the other day, you're still putter at night, because of reasons. So when he goes for tema, so question, im yichol mekayim shneim, if you could be mekayim both things at the same time, right, amai p'turim, why would you be putter? Why can't they just sit in the sukkah at night? Go to a place, sit in the sukkah, how's that going to take away from what they're doing? They can be mekayim shneim. The atu adam sheishol tzitzis b'bigdo, if we're all wearing tzitzis, we're now we're putter from doing other mitzvahs, we don't have to give staka, we're wearing tzitzis, right? The atu adam sheishol tzitzis b'bigdo, utvilim b'rosho, mi mifta rekach mishar mitzvahs, it's going to be putter from all of the mitzvahs. So Tosos answers, elevadai, skip a little bit, elevadai, lo miftar elevishosh to osig ba. You're only going to be putter when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're osig in the mitzvah. Kigod, for the example he always gives is someone says, Hashabbos Aveda, you found a talis. So now I'm involved in Hashabbos Aveda, it's sitting in my house, I don't have to give staka. He says, no, the case over there is, but who osig ba, kigod talis shal Aveda, by a talis of an aveda, the shotkal tzorka, where you're spreading it out for its needs, or for a behemoth shenotel mazonos, or when you're actually feeding the animal, then you'll be putter. So he says, v'tzarech lo. So what about in our case? And why are they putter at night? What are they doing? He says, v'tzarech lomar, the hachanami ayvichei gavin the mitzvah v'kiyu mitzvah sukkah having mivatlim mitzvahs. Must be some sort of case where if they would now go after finding the sukkah, it would take them away. They have to get to the shir at 9 a.m. By the time they find the sukkah, I'm just making it up, find the sukkah now, it's going to be really late, they won't get a good night's sleep, and they won't be able to get to the shir. So it must be a case where the getting to the sukkah would prevent them or hinder them in some way from doing the mitzvah tomorrow. But there's a Ran, right? The Ran argues a little bit on Tosos, and the Ran says that, he asks the same question, if you're doing a mitzvah, you're putter from the other mitzvah. So how does that mean? The same question. If you're wearing tefillin or wearing tzitzis, you're putter from everything else. So he says, nearly the osik mitzvah putter per mitzvah. The osik mitzvah is putter per mitzvah. Af al pisha yochel kaim ashneim. Even if you're able to be kaim both. The osik mitzvah aminon, because we say the osik mitzvah is putter per mitzvah. The lo mekayim mitzvah. He says the difference is whether you're actually osik in the mitzvah. You have to be doing something. Right, it doesn't say you're mekayim mitzvah, putter from another mitzvah. It says osik b'mitzvah, you're putter from the mitzvah. So if you're being mekayim, somehow being mekayim the mitzvah, that's not enough. So just be mekayim the mitzvah, l'vishal tzitzis, mekayim the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So bottom line is, so what's the difference then? Right? It just limits the scope, but it's the same concept. So the machlokas is, the achronim bring down, between the Ran and Tosos, is what is the nature of the p'tur that we have? According to the Ran, yimamish, you're osik b'mitzvah, you're putter from the other mitzvah, which means what? According to the Chronim, you may not leave your first mitzvah to go do the second mitzvah. Because that second mitzvah is gone. You're putter. It doesn't exist. Your relationship to that mitzvah is non-existent. You're in the middle of doing mitzvah number one. According to Tosfos, it seems to say, Efshel Akayim Shneim, you can do both. You do both, which means that second mitzvah still exists. You just have the onus that you can't, you have an onus that you can't do it. So theoretically, if you decide, you know what, I'm going to leave the first mitzvah, I'm going to go do the second mitzvah, and then come back to the first mitzvah, you would be okay. Because it's not that the second mitzvah is gone. It's just that you have your own age, you can't do it. If you decide to go do it, then go ahead. But according to the Ran, that second mitzvah is gone. Because your mom is putter from that mitzvah. So that's what the Achronim go on and on about. The Ritva also has an interesting language. The Ritva says, Lama li kra. He says, Pshito, why don't you need a pasuk? From the middle of doing one mitzvah, isn't it logical to say don't stop this mitzvah and go to something else? You're in the middle of doing something. It's lama li kra pshita, right? Lama yaniach mitzvah zo, but they mitzvah cheres. Why would I leave one mitzvah and then go to the other one? He says, V'yesh lomar, the hakamash malon, it's come to teach us, that filu boi laniach mitzvah zo, lasos mitzvah acheres gedola hanenu, ein harishus biyado. The Ritva says that what's come to teach you, similar to the Ran, that let's say the other mitzvah is a greater mitzvah. I don't know how to define that. And the Ran, Ritva eventually says, we don't know what the schar from over one mitzvah is over another. But he says, you wouldn't be able to leave mitzvah A to go do mitzvah B. Right? Kamash malon, kema de patur min acheres, harei etzel achshav kedavar shel rishus. Because once you patur from the second mitzvah is a rishus. The first one's a mitzvah. The second one's a rishus. You can't leave the mitzvah to go do a rishus. V'asal aniach mitzvah so mitzvah davar shehu shel rishus. He says also, that's just a touching of the sugya, this machlokas between Tosos and the Ran. But now back in the Gemara, so the Gemara said that it's osik mitzvah as patur mitzvah. We learned that from v'lech techa b'derech, right? It says b'lech techa, not b'leches. And the Gemara made a distinction between someone who's toroid and been concerned and is anxious about marrying a basula, he would be patur from kriyas shema, as opposed to someone who's toroid or anxious about marrying an almana, who wouldn't be patur from kriyas shema. The Gemara says, "Ihachi afil kones es halmana nami." Right? Why would you be? What's the distinction between kones habasula and kones halmana? Our answer is Konis Habasula Tarid. No, because someone who's Konis of the Basula, he's anxious. I guess Konis Almana, low Tarid. He's not anxious. Rashi says Konis Almana, low Tarid. The Yachal Akai Mishnayim, he's not going to be so anxious. It's not going to take away from his Kavan, I guess. And therefore, he can do both. But the Gemara then asks, the Kol Hecha the Tarid. So, in any case, he is anxious. Hachanami the Putter, then definitely would be Putter if he has something going on. Elamiyata, if that's the case, Tavas Finaso Bayam. Guy's waiting for a ship to come in, and he gets word that all his wares sunk to the bottom of the sea. Now he's really, really anxious because he's just lost all of his parnasa. Right? He says, Elamiyata Tavas Finaso Bayam, the Tarid, he's also Tarid, Hachinami the Potter, he would also be considered Potter. Mara says, Vichitem Hachinami. And maybe you say, Hachinami, yeah, maybe you say he would be Potter. Can't be, Vahamar Abiyabba Bazavda, Amarav, we say, an avel, someone who's a mourner, he's chayiv b'chol mitzvos hamus b'torah. He asked, he's chayiv in all the mitzvos. He's not patur from kriyas shema. Chutz min tefillin, except for tefillin, which we'll see why. Shaharein nemar behen pe'er, because it says that they're pe'er, they're like a crown. They're not supposed to wear tefillin. Or eventually says it's only the first day. It may not even be the case. That's another machlokas. But you see that an avel, who's more tarid than an avel? An avel is anxious about thinking about the loss, and he still has to do all the mitzvos. So why would you say that the person who lost his ship would be Potter? And if that's the case, if the person who lost his ship, what's the idea of Tarid? Tarid by the Basula is going to Potter you from the mitzvahs, but Tarid by anything else doesn't Potter you from the mitzvah? Rashi says, Shenemer behem pe'er. He says, Kidl kamon, the evil lav bar pe'erhu. The evil is not other, not someone supposed to be wearing a crown. Ukeshemit pe'er mara ba'asro shein avil. You start wearing certain clothing, you start looking a certain way, you don't project avelus. You're supposed to project a certain feeling of avelus, and when you wear tefillin or you wear certain clothing, then you don't project that feeling. So Gemara has to answer, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Hacha tarid tirda the mitzvah. It's a different type of tirda, which we were all thinking beforehand. The tirda, the anxiety that the chassan has, he's anxious because he has to do the mitzvah pruvu. I guess that's the mitzvah he's going to do. Right? He has to do the mitzvah. Right? But hasam, there, by the case of the avel, and I guess also by extension, by the case of the person whose ship sank, tarid tirdas the rishus. It's not a mitzvah. The anxiety he has is not because of a mitzvah. Rashi says, hasam tarid tirda the mitzvah, the ashmi'in and krah, the pasuk's coming to teach us, delo mechayev lahasir daito mimachshavas mitzvah rishona. You don't have to change your mind or somehow remove yourself from the tear. Be anxious about that first mitzvah and don't try to concentrate on the second mitzvah. Eliyasa Barishona, deal with the first one. The Yitain Libo Lios Baki Bedavar, and study to make sure that you know what you're doing. But here, by the Avel, he says tear to the Rishus. He says it's tear to Rishus, which is interesting. What do you mean tear to Rishus? The Avel has sort of chiyuvim that he has to do. Rashi says, "She'afal pishu chayiv linhog avelus." you have to have certain yihugei avelus, which are, for example, shel ne'ila, sort of shoes that you have to wear, rechitza, you can't wash, mesicha, laharos kvon meso, enu chayav latzdar. That is only, all those mitzvos are just for an outwards appearance, to show kavod to the mace. But there's no mitzvah, he says, Rashi, there's no obligation to be mitzdayer. The fact that you're sad, that's maybe it's natural, or that may be, that just may be the way things happen, but it's not an obligation. So therefore it's different than the Torah of the chassan, who's Torah in actually thinking about something that is a mitzvah. It's an obligation. I mean, this is a big problem for, there's a famous shita from Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik has a whole thing. He says that, he talks about maise mitzvah and ki mitzvah. So he said his example is by Avelis. And he says a maise mitzvah by Avelis is wearing all these things and doing all these nihugi Avelis. And the ki mitzvah is in your heart. So according to the Rav Soloveitchik, there is a ki mitzvah in being sad and in being mitzayer. You do all these outward expressions in order to try to draw out this feeling. But Rashi says completely different. Rashi says totally different. Rashi says that there is no mitzvah of tzar when it comes to the veil. So, I mean, it's a question on the Rav.
I think when you talk about a veil, you talk about an omen.
Maybe.
Because the only veils where the rice is a limit.
It's a machlokes. Number one, it's a machlokes in the Molikotin. Some Rishonim say Yom Rishon is also midoraisa. And especially some say that if Misa Gvur on the same day, that might also be.
Right.
That's a machlokas.
The question, why does it talk about if she's a basula? What if he's been married six times?
To the mutton. They're not making the issue is her. And how he's going to make sure for her. That seems to be.
So Rashi doesn't say also if it's your first time, you also
forgot. Right, that's exactly his question. Okay. That's his question. So that's not the issue. The issue is be torried and doing the mitzvah towards her. In fact, that's, the Gemara says that. Not necessarily Rashi. The Gemara says that. Right? It's the chassan. There's no difference what the chassan is. That Gemara doesn't make the difference. Okay.
So
the Gemara then asks, so wait a second. Gemara says, ha'osek b'mitzvah patar mitzvah b'hacha nafka. Is this where we learn the idea of osek b'mitzvah, and that's where we learn patar mitzvah? You learn it from here, right? Rashi says, from Yishiftecha b'veisecha, that's where we learn it from? No, me'hasam nafka. We learn it from over there. Over there being what? The pasuk by Pesach Sheni. It says, "Vayu anashim asher hayu tamei lenefesh adam." They were tamei lenefesh adam, right? Below yochel asos pesach by yomahu. They weren't able to do the pesach that day. Vayikrevu lifnei Moshe lifnei Aaron by yomahu. They came. They wanted. What are supposed to do? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, "Mihayu, who were these people?" First shita was Mihayu. Nosei Aaronu shel Yosef hayu. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says these were the people who were carrying the atzmos Yosef. So they were tamei. They were osik in the midst of carrying the atzmos Yosef. And now they can't do the mitzvah, and then they said, okay, so you don't have to do the mitzvah. You're osik in that mitzvah, you're patur from Pesach, and we'll give you Pesach Sheni to catch up.
Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself?
He brought him out. He took the Aaron out. Right, so Rav Kiva says, no, Rav Kiva says, it's Mishal ve'el-tzafon hayu. These people were Mishal ve'el-tzafon, shahayu oskin ve'nadav ve'aviyu. They were the ones who became Tameh, because they took Nadav and Aviyu out from the Mishkan when they die. Rav Yitzchak says, no, it can't be either of those, because im nosei Aaron Oshel Yosef, it's the nosei Aaron Oshel Yosef, hayu kvar yuchol l'tayr. They had time to be tayr, because they were sitting now at Har Sinai, and they're not moving anywhere. So they would have been tayr. They could have gone through the process and been tayr by the time he came down from Pesach. Right? And it also says, and im mishol el tzafon hayu, if it's el mishol el tzafon, hayu yucholim hayu l'tayr. They also could become tayr, because that happens, according to this. That means there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, but that, according to this, that means that happens on the first day of Nisan, and that's so they have 14 days, right? According to, if you look in the Sukkim, according to Ibn Ezra, he says the whole, it says Yigba Yom Hashmini, right? So it's the Mamish, according to Ibn Ezra, it's the eighth day, which would be the eighth day of Nisan, which must be what Rabbi Kiva is holding, because otherwise it's a Kukashan and Rabbi Kiva. He said it must be it's the eighth day of Nisan, and therefore they would not have had time to become Tara, right? Rashi says this long Rashi over here. Let's read. Shayru be'echa b'nisan. Im I know say Aaron Oshel Yosef or Mishal Latzafan or Yichol Ma'ayu L'Taher. Shayru be'echa b'nisan Ukom Mishkan. The first day of Nisan, the Mishkan is put up. V'sheni lo, according to this, the second day, Sarf Elazar is Hapara. That's when Elazar burnt the Paraduma. Shizo al Tamei Meis Shebehen. Right, and he sprinkled on the Tamei Meis. She'asos Pesachayim B'Tahara. So they can do their Korban Pesach B'Tahara. Because I'm Mishachas Gittin, right? We say there, Shmona Parshas Nemri Yom Hukam Mishkan, the Paraduma Achas Men. Over Echas Benisan Echad Benisan Hukam Mishkan, Vehu Cheslim Luyum, according to this, the first day of Nisan, the Mishkan is put up. That's day 8, according to this, of the Miluyim. Get the Kai Malan that we established from Shabbos, Osra Yom Natal Eser Ataros, right? Ubo Mesu Nadav Aviyu, and that day Nadav Aviyu died. Hilkach May Rosh Chodesh Vad Pesach, according to this, Al Safan Amishal from Rosh Chodesh until Pesach, Hayuchol Mitarir. Right, Vekra Amar Lo Yochlu. The apostle says they weren't able to. Why weren't they able to? At 13 days. You only need 7. At 13 days. I, the same thing with Nosei Arono Shol Yosef Nami. Kvar Avru Alehem Asara Chadoshim V'Yoser Chadoshim V'Yoser Shalom Naso Misha Chanchu B'Har Chorev. They rested on Har Chorev on Berosh Chodesh Sivan, on the first of Sivan, last year, right? The first year. And they didn't leave until the 20th of Iyar the following year. So they had time. That's not such a big thing. Because maybe they never knew when they were going to leave. So maybe they never went through the process because they never knew when they were going to leave. Okay, so he says, so according to that, who are the people, right? Who are the people? So according to, you have Yitzchak. So Rick says, Ella, Oskim and Meis Mitzvah Hayu. These are the people who are dealing with Meis Mitzvah. Now, Meis Mitzvah, Rashi points out, is not Meis Mitzvah literally, like we say, that they have nobody else to bury them. It's the people who are Osek with the dead people, who they are come upon them to bury. Right? Rashi says, Tamei Meis Mitzvah, Lav Meis Mitzvah Dafka Kamar, Dafilu Meisehen Nami Meis Mitzvah Karilu. The Mitzvah is Asik Mehen. Right? They have to, it's not regular people who have to deal with their, somebody died, 3 days before Pesach, 4 days before Pesach, somebody died. They're a Meis Mitzvah, and now they're Tamei, and they're coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'lo yachlu la'sos ha-Pesach b'yomahu. They weren't able to do the Pesach that day. B'yomahu ein yicholim la'sos, halamach yicholim la'sos. It would have been people who, theoretically, they would become Tahor the next day. I'll leave it at that. So they couldn't do Pesach specifically b'yomahu, but they would have been able to do it tomorrow. Right, Rashi says, I skipped the line. Right, no. Shehai el oskim meis mitzvah shehayu shechal shvi shalahem yos be'erev Pesach. Their seventh day came out on Erev Pesach. Rashi said their seventh day. He says, shamin minor da osip mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. Why? Shrei nitmu b'miseihem shiva yom v'nei Pesach. They became tamei for the meisim 7 days before Pesach. The afal pisha tuma zo to akev al yodam atilas b'sreitem. Even though this tuma is not going to force them to miss the korban Pesach, alma mitzvah kala habol yodcha. You see that according to Havimina, you see that a mitzvah kala, a light mitzvah, comes to your hands. Ein chatzarach l'tchosa b'pnei chamura ha'atid alavo. You look at the here and now. The here and now, you have this mitzvah. You do this, even though that's going to prevent you from doing a chamor mitzvah later. Why is Korban Pesach more chamor? Because if you don't eat the Korban Pesach, you chayv karis, right? Not back to the Korban Pesach. So you see mitzvah, you see osek mitzvah, pater mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara says, tzricha, no, I need both limudim, right? The limud from Shitzchum Vesecha, and the limud by these people who weren't able to mark the Korban Pesach. The Ashmin Hasam, if we say it over there we would say that you should do the Korban Pesach, and not, there you should bury the mace, and not worry about the Korban Pesach. Mishum delo matas man chiyuv de Pesach. Because what are you supposed to do? Today, there's no mitzvah Korban Pesach. Today I have the mitzvah what's in front of me to bury the mace. I, in 7 days, it's going to prevent me. Look at the here and now. I'm not going to stop doing mitzvah now because I have to do a mitzvah in 7 days from now. It's here, right here in front of me. Right? Hasa mishum delo matas man chiyuv de Pesach. Aval hacha de matas man kriyashma. But here, in our case, if we didn't have the pasuk, I would say, listen, this man of Kriya Shema came, you have to say Kriya Shema. Oh, you're doing something else, stop the other thing, and do Kriya Shema. So then the Gemara says, and if we only had to lean by Kriya Shema, we would say, oh, the reason why you don't have to say Kriya Shema if you're busy with doing another mitzvah, because if you're mavatel on Kriya Shema, what's the big deal? So you're mavatel on mitzvah, say, right? Mishum deleka karis. Aval hasam, to be mavatel, to do something, and then prevent you from bringing the Korban Pesach, which is the Ika Karis, aim alo. I would have thought that maybe you wouldn't be able to do that. No, don't bury the mace. Now you have to Korban Pesach in a few days. So Tzricha, therefore we have the Pasuk of both to teach us that idea of Osei P'mitzvah, Patur P'mitzvah in both situations.
Why would I think the seventh day is any better than the fourth?
That's an extra limud because there's a machlokas as to whether a full yom can can bring the Korban Pesach. If you're going to be Tahor at not that night, it's just an extra lingo. I skipped that part in Rashi. If there's an extra, because there's a machlokas as to whether or not if your seventh day falls on Erev Pesach and therefore you can eat the Korban Pesach that night, whether you can bring the Korban Pesach that day. That's why it's brought down.
Because the fourth day would be a question.
Yeah, because then it's right, though, for sure, it's the same thing. Right? The seventh day specific is because of that. I skipped that in Rashi. Okay. Fine. Gufa, go back. Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav. Rav Abba Bar Zavda is the name of Rav. And Avel Chayev B'chol Mitzvos Hamuras B'Torah. And Avel is Chayev in all the mitzvos, Chutz Mitzvillin, except for Tefillin. He doesn't have to, he's not allowed, not supposed to wear Tefillin. Okay? Chutz Mitzvillin. Sharei Nemar Behen Pe'er. Because Tefillin are called a Pe'er. Called a, I don't know how he describes Pe'er, but it's an adornment, a crown, something that's beautifying. So how do I know this? Where do I know this from? Because Hashem tells Yecheskel, Hashem tells Yecheskel that everyone's going to die, and you're supposed to be an Avel, but nevertheless, you're supposed to wear tefillin. Meaning you're supposed to wear tefillin as an Avel, but nobody else is supposed to. Right? The Pe'ercha shall be tied on you. Right? He says, the pasuk is, Hanok dom mesim, avalo taseh percha chavush alech, avalo evel, hanok dom mesim, should be quiet, avel lo saseh, don't do mekai the mitzvahs of avelos, right, pe'ercha chavush alecha, you should wear the tefillin. Right, so Rashi says, read Amalei Rachmana, the Amalei Rachmana, Hashem tells Yecheskel, it's the first wide line, hini lo keyach mincha es machmon einecha v'magefa, I'm going to take everyone away from you in the plague, Hanik do mesim, right? Avel lo sase, lo sis avel aleha, you can't do a bia avel on them. Pe'ercha chavash al roshecha, the pe'ercha shall be on your head. Shelo kederek shar avelim, not like other avelim. You specifically, even though you're not avel, you have to wear the pe'er, but not everybody else. Lefish ani osa oscha osu mofes to Yisrael, because I'm showing that you're going to be you're a symbol. Shekein atidim lomos meisehem ve'inish mes avaleim. Because you're going to see, I'm showing you in a nevuah that everyone's going to die and you're not going to have time or the opportunity to bereave over them. So that's what Mara says. He says, "Amalei Rechmana liyecheska pe'ercha chavush alecha at hu demechayeves." You are mechayev. You as an avol mechayev to wear the tefillin. Aval kuli alma, but all other veilim patiri. But hanimili, Marcel hanimili. All this is biyom rishon. That's only on the first day. The exiv the acharisa kiyomar. The day of the death is like the day of a bitter day. Acharisa kiyomar. So that's the first. Only on the first day. The amar of Abba bars, and then machlokas where the first day means aninus or means avelus. That's an owning. That's for an owning.
Right. So here he's talking about the tzar.
So according to here, it seems to be over here that an avel doesn't wear tefillin. Doesn't say exactly the reason why. I know Salvajic says that the issue is against before because the issue is presentation. An avel is supposed to present himself to wear a certain way. It's not an idea of tzar. It's not a problem with that. It's just he's supposed to present himself. He's not supposed to wear beautiful clothing. He's supposed to not shave. All these things. Wearing the tefillin is a pe'er. It's our crown. And wearing the crown is a certain type of presentation that is anathema to the way an avel is supposed to present himself. But it touches on the machlokas of what we're talking about, onin or actual first day. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, avel chayiv sukkah. Someone who's an avel is obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Sigmar says, pshita. Why would he not be? If he's chayiv, right, Rashi says, maishna ha mishar mitzvos. Dashmin Rav Le'el, the Avel Chayev, B'chol Mitzvos. We just said the Avel Chayev in all mitzvos, except for Tefillin. Oh, the Avel Chayev in Sukkah. What's going on? So he says, no. Because you would have thought, you mentioned before, Ma'od Tema, Ho'il, right, I think that's a mitzdayer, supposed to be, Ho'il, the Amar Rav mitzdayer, right? The Amar Rav, Amar Razavda, Amar Rav, mitzdayer, Pater Min Sukkah. You would think that someone who's mitzdayer, someone who has pain, who has anguish, or has uncomfortableness, is Pater Min Sukkah. Hanami mitzdarhu. He also is mitzdar. So it's a different type of mitzdar, right, to point out. Kamash malon, hani milit sa'arad menela. Aval hacha, ihu de kamistar nafshe. So Rashi points out, the mitzdar that's part of the sukkah is that if your sa'ar is going to be because you're in the sukkah. Going into the sukkah is what's going to cause you. It's the sukkah causes the tsar. As opposed to here, you have an outside cause of the tsar. Rashi says, sa'ar de menela, sha sukkah mitzar to. He goes, Chama, it's to the sun, Otsin, it's too hot, Otsin, it's too cold, Otsircha, Bedvarm, Shasichvam, I guess everything started falling off from the Schach. It's if the Sukkah causes you the Tzara. That's why your Mitzara is brought to you from the Sukkah. Not if you have tzara from somewhere else. So here it's the tzara from somewhere else. Ivoiluhu. Right, sorry. The Kamisari Nafshe Ivoile Yesuve Daite. Did I read that wrong? Right. He says, about Ihu, who the Katsar Mitsari Nafshe, Ivoile Yesuve Daite. He just has to just gather himself to sit and do the mitzvah. The Amar of Ava Barzav the Amarav, Hachosan, so first the Chosan just got married, the Hashosh Binin, or meet these guys in Ksubas, these are the people who are involved in the party and always with him for the 7 days, the Chol Bnei HaChuppah, and everyone who is involved in the Chuppah, Peturim in the Sukkah, Kol Shiva, they're Potter from the Sukkah, all 7 days. Interesting. My Taima, what's the reason? Mishum, the boy Lumichde, they have to celebrate. Excuse me. Okay, because they're boiling mikdei. Rashi says the smoach. They're all very busy in being mesameach to chasam mekalos. So I guess it's an osik mitzvah potter mitzvah concept. So Gemara says it's a big deal. Vilechlu b'sukkah, vilechlu b'sukkah. Why don't they just eat in the sukkah and be mesameach him in the sukkah? What's the problem? So Gemara says ein simcha ela b'chuppah. The simcha of the chasam mekalos is only in the chuppah. It's only the seems to be only where they got married, only the place where they got married. Ela b'chuppah. So Gemara says okay. So if that's the case. Says okay, what's the big deal? So even the sukkah, the mismeach then back where the chuppah was, back you know where they got married. Gemara says no, ain't simcha el b'makom su'uda. Right, they're for the chasan, the simcha is only where by the meal. Right, at the meal you have to say simcha ba'ono. The simcha has to be by the meal. The meal has to be by the makom hachasan, by the makom hachuppah, so therefore you don't have to go to the sukkah. So Gemara says, okay, so vilev du chuppah b'sukkah. So do the chuppah in the sukkah. Chuppah, I think, means more than just, it's a defined chuppah still. But do the chuppah in the sukkah. Gemara says, no, you can't do this, that can't be the place. Abai amr, one reason, mishum yichud, v'rava amr mishum tzar chasan. He says, Ravai says, no, you can't have the chuppah in the sukkah. Because the chuppah, you have to do some sort of yichud. The chuppah has to be the chas and the kal together. And Rashi points out, in those days, they would put the sukkahs on the roofs. And the possibility existed that the chasan would have to go downstairs to take care of tzarchov, and the wife would be left alone with people upstairs and be a problem of yichud. And that's what Rashi says. He says, mishum yichud, the stam sukkah yosem begagoseyem, the ain derech bi'yav yitzir sham l'rabim, not a lot of people coming back and forth, b'tnei atorech, because of course they slept and climb upstairs, the Shema Yeirid Achasim Lasot Tzarchov, V'Yisached Acharim Akala, and the Kala would be have Yichud with somebody else. That's one reason. V'Rava Amri Shum Tzar Chasan. Rava says no, because it's a pain of the Chasan. Can't have that be the can't be the Sukkah where people are to be the Chuppah, because Shemakum Tzaru Pasuach She'ein La Ela Shalosh Tefanos. Remember, we said that their Sukkahs only had three walls. It's not private. Ubos L'Sachek In Kalasa, and he's going to be embarrassed, you know, to be playing with his Kala. He's going to be embarrassed to speak a certain way or to touch each other a certain way, so he would be embarrassed. So the Gemara, so Tosfos just points out, Tosfos says, he says, Ein simcha ela b'chuppah. He says, Mashem mikan, you see from here, the im yotza chasa michupaso, if the chasam leaves the place of where his chuppah is, afil kaloso imo, even if the kala is with him, v'hochim le'echel b'bayis acher, and they go to eat somewhere else, the ein yivarchin shesem v'mamono. You don't do shem brachas, right? V'lo b'erchas lasanin. Kiva the ain simcha ela b'chuppah. The simcha is only in the chuppah. So you only going to this, you would only do where? The wedding hall? That's the only place you would do it? So he goes a little further down. He goes, v'tzorach l'datik mayi chuppah. Now we have to explain, how do we define chuppah? De'i b'makom shebarchu t'chila birchas nisuin. If you say chuppah means where they actually got married, like in the wedding hall, if that's kari chuppah, can't be. That's where they have to be. Because pa'amim, he says, sometimes, shafilu b'rcho v'yir m'varchin osa. Sometimes you have a lot of guests. And they do the chuppah in the street. Or sometimes you have a lot of guests, you do the chuppah in the marina. Right? You have a lot of guests, they're not going to stay there. That can't be the makam chuppah. The ein yichon likon is b'vayis ela makam ikar yeshivas chasam mekali kar l'chuppah. He says, like, the apartment where they live, where they're going to be living, that's considered the chuppah. And that, according to Tosos, that's where you say shem brachos, and that's where you would say shesim chumona. V'lo makam asu lekrai ba'alma. They're not a place where they would just go travel for, you know, just for happenstance. It's only in their place. We don't pass them that way, because we do simcha monim shem brachos when you go to any restaurant. Then you go to anyone else's house, you say simcha. According to Tosos, it seems to be that you would only say shem brachos in the house of the chasam. Okay. So the Gemara just said,
according to this explanation, he should be bought from, so not called Shiva Yom, just the first day.
Why?
Until he fulfilled the mitzvah of Bia. And once he does Bia, that's it. Doesn't need any more to be.
No, but this has nothing to do with Bia now. This has to do with Simcha. You have to be mitzvah, Mesameh, Chas
HaMekala. No, it was talking before.
That was before.
No, about the Yichud.
What do you mean about the, so the Yichud is that because we want to prevent other people from being miyaki with her. It's a prevention of someone violating the Isra of Yichud with the Kala. Because he's going to be in the Sukkah, and it's up on the roof, and people don't come up and down so much, and he might have to go downstairs to go to the bathroom, and he's going to leave her alone with the men. So it'll be a problem of Yichud. Nothing to do with Pru Ru. It's to prevent a violation of Yichud.
I think he's talking about the Tzar Chassan referring to Rabbah.
What? So the Tzar Chassan doesn't necessarily have to be, there's more to the relationship than just Bia. It's just you know, the way that they behave to each other. The giggling, the talking, whatever it would be that the Chassan Kala would do. He'd be embarrassed in front of all the people. So the Gemara says, so my benayu. So what's the nachum in between these two reasons? Ika benayu, the shchicha inchi, the nafik va'ayil asam. The sukkah is on the ground floor. Plenty of people coming in and out. If a person is concerned that there might be a violation of Yichud with other people with the Kala, no problem. Lamadam Rishon Tzar, when one says that the Tzar, it's open and he can't cuddle and kibitz with his wife, Rishon Tzar Klas and Ika, there'd still be that problem. Amar Rav Zera says, Ana Achla B'sukkah, I ate in the Sukkah, V'chadi B'chuppah, and I guess I had my simcha in the sukkah. I guess that is the case, and I was happy. I was very, very happy because I was able to both. I was able to eat in the sukkah and to have my chuppah there, and everyone was able to say shasimcha mono. He did it in the same spot. I don't know, he just said he can't do it. He just says that he did it. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Lo din raisa. Chasan v'hashushbanim. The Chol B'nei Chuppah, the Tanakhama here says, that the Chassan, the Shishvanim, and all the people involved in the Chuppah, Peturim and Atfilah, they're Pater from Tfilah, first one Esrei, Rashi says, the Bayi Kavana, because you have to have Kavana, Umin Atfilin, they're Pater from Tfilin, Rashi says, Mishum Shishchicha Shichros V'Kalas Rosh, because they're drinking a lot, so they're Pater, so these seem to be more technical issues as opposed to anything else, U B'chayavim B'kriyashma, but they're Chayavim B'kriyashma, so Rashi says, the Mitzvahs Kavanaso, Eino Ela Pasuk Rishon. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is only to have kavanah in the first pasuk. And they could gather themselves just to say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. So why can't other people? I don't know. Okay, minatvilin chayav Kriya Shema. Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru. For Rabbi Shila, they said chasan pater. Rashi asked them. Chasan pater. He's pater, I guess, from Kriya Shema. Vashoshbanim v'chol bnei chuppah chayavim. They're all chayav. Rashi says Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru chasan pater mikriya Shema the tarid. And he says, these two Tanai don't have this concept of Osek Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah, despite the fact that we have two Limudim. They don't hold of Osek Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah. Because if you held Osek Mitzvah Patrim Mitzvah, then I guess they would be Patr no matter what. Rashi here is just, we hear they're Patr from certain technical reasons, and if those technical reasons don't apply, then they would have to say it.
So we're going to ask what they do with Block of Adarav,
or the Gemara doesn't say anything. They don't hold that. They don't hold that Rashi. All right, it's not. Thank you. Tanya, learning a brayso, it's a little more. Amar, a couple more lines. Amar Chanina bar Kavya, Kosvei Svarim, those the Sofer, who the right to Svarim, Vitzfilin, Umazuzos, Hain, them, Vitagrayim, those are the people who, I guess, the merchants who take it from them to go sell it. Vitagre Tagrayim, I guess, the next middleman. Vikola Oskin, Bimelecha Shemayim, whoever's involved in Melecha Shemayim, Lasuye Mokre Tchelis, comes to include those who are selling Tchelis. Peturim Mikriyashma. They're all pater from Kriya Shema, Uminatfila, Uminatfilin, Umikola, Mitzvah, Amorus, Patorah, they're pater from all these things, the Kayim Divra of Yosef Glili, to Mikayim the words of Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Haosef Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah. So they're all pater. They are, the Achronim say that this may only apply if they're doing it like Lishma. But if they're doing it for business, and they're doing it to make a parnasa, and they're doing it to make money, maybe that's not going to be so much as being, as Malecha Shemayim. And like I don't know, people who write the so from now who sit upstairs in the store and they write in the Sefer Torah, they're not chayav to in mitzvahs. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he seems to be saying here. So I guess if they're doing it lishma, then they are peturim from the other mitzvahs because osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tana Rabbana.